Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Inflation is slowing down. It dropped to 6.5% at an annual rate in December from 7.1% in November. That makes the sixth straight monthly deceleration. What does it mean for interest rates? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The continued progress on CPI is good news for the Federal Reserve, but at a 6.5% annual pace or 5.7% at the core, the central bankers are likely to continue their rate hike campaign.
A steep drop in gasoline prices was responsible for most of December's CPI decline. Food and shelter prices both up again. More than 600 flights are delayed in the U.S. today, an additional 80 plus canceled. But that's nothing compared to yesterday's nationwide ground stop, triggered by a corrupted computer database file. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve from Reagan National.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over on Capitol Hill are demanding answers about what happened yesterday. The FAA does say while its investigation is continuing, it does not appear at this time there were any cybersecurity threats that led up to this failure.
The death toll nearing 20 in storm-battered California. The wind tore the roof off Jose Alvarez's apartment near San Francisco.
We heard this loud bang. Before we knew it, there was water just pouring inside our beds and our clothes and everything.
New storms are swamping parts of the state already reeling from widespread flooding, mudslides, and down power lines. A second set of documents marked classified has been found at another location linked to President Biden. CBS's Adriana Diaz first to report the original discovery.
The White House has yet to address the second location, when those documents were found, and how. The top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee have called for an official damage assessment.
Nurses at two of New York City's largest hospitals are returning to work. WCBS TV's Zinnia Maldonado.
Both hospitals reaching tentative agreements with the New York State Nurses Association. Montefiore Medical Center says they came to the agreement with great respect for our nurses and with proposals that reflect their priorities in terms of wages, benefits, safety, and staffing.
The other hospital, Mount Sinai. There is hopeful news for Earth, and it comes from a climate startup. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The Wall Street Journal says this could be a whole new industry. Climeworks uses a process known as direct air capture to pull carbon dioxide from the open air and then stores it underground. Many companies have been racing to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to help the environment, but this is the first time a company has been successful on a bigger scale.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers want therapists, social workers, and counselors to be able to try and change their LGBTQ patients' gender identities and sexual orientation, also known as conversion therapy. At least 20 states have outlawed conversion therapy for minors. Research shows the practice can increase the risk of suicide and depression. A ban on conversion therapy passed in 2020, but a committee in the GOP-controlled legislature temporarily blocked it and is expected to do the same today. Black and Hispanic voters in Milwaukee angry over an elected official bragging about lowering black and brown turnout in the last election. A Republican member of Wisconsin's Bipartisan Elections Commission, Robert Spindell, sent an email last month saying Republicans can be proud that 37,000 less votes were cast in overwhelmingly black and Hispanic areas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that. Trudy, so
they're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Don't know if you got a girl. Don't mean to disrespect, but I'll tell you my world.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And one of my favorite people in the world is on the line, none other than Mr. Joel McNally, an award-winning journalist, writer, you know, former talk show host, television host. And I can tell you a little bit about him before we bring him up. So when I was a young boy, young man with peach fuzz on my chin, I would listen to Joel McNally, just like, you know, those of you who are listening to me. And every morning I would, I'm stretching the truth a little bit about the peach fuzz. But anyway, I would listen to Joel every morning. And Joel, and I would see him on television. But then he wound up doing radio. And I would always read his articles in the Milwaukee Sentinel. Or was it the Journal? Which one was it?
It was the Journal.
Journal, Milwaukee Journal. And and so, you know, it's been a long time. And I always loved his perspective on things. And so here I am now, guy with all white hair and a white beard. And part of the reason that I'm doing radio is because of Joe. I never told him that, but I always listen and at times would call his show. And it was the professionalism and the fact that Joel talked about an array of subjects, but he always talked about those subjects with passion. And Joel was full of fire, and as he is still today. And Joel, that's part of why I kind of do radio the way I do, is because of listening to you for all those years when you were on the air. The other part of it is, I never would have known that we would become colleagues. Later on at 1290 WMCS, former Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer Willie Davis on that radio station, and we had it was a beautiful, beautiful time, Joel. And so when I wound up, you know, getting an opportunity to do radio again, it's always an honor and a privilege to reach out to you, even though you're in sunny Charlottesville, West Virginia.
Virginia.
Why do I keep saying West Virginia?
You know, if I lived in West Virginia, Bill Nelson would be my senator.
Virginia. But anyway, Happy New Year, my friend. How you doing?
Well, same to you, Earl. I go on a little longer about how great I am. But let me tell you, if you were so young when you listened to me, I must be really old. It doesn't seem that way. I don't believe that's true, but I must be a little older than you then.
Hey, Joel, I was stretching the truth a bit. truth of the matter is we're a lot closer to age than we are, separated by age. But I wanted
I do agree. I do agree with you that we are compadres. And ever since I first started hearing from you, we recognized that we were on the same page a lot of the time. That's for sure. And in fact, I would venture to say we almost always are, except that there's only one thing we've ever argued over. It's whether there are any sane Republicans in the world. and people misunderstand that when I try to say, not every Republican in office is as crazy as the craziest of them, and the most racist of them, and the ugliest of them. But here's the deal: it doesn't matter whether every one of them is, because as if they are going to pretend that they are as stupid as the most stupid Republicans in office, it doesn't matter. It's like there's the argument over whether all Republicans are racist. I don't care whether all Republicans are racist, but I know this: they are all pretending to be racist when they run for election because they want the support of racists. And so it doesn't matter whether they are faking it or they are as hateful as the other racist Republicans and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the militias running around in woods with rifles, pretending they're going to overthrow America. If they want the support of those people, it really doesn't matter whether they are really racist or they're just pretending to be racist. And that's the sad story about the Republican Party.
You know, Joe, I was called on the carpet yesterday that I had not talked about Joe Biden and all of these documents.
Really?
So Donald Trump, we jumped all over him, but Joe Biden, why have I not said anything?
Why haven't you attacked? Why haven't you attacked Joe Biden for that?
Like they attacked Donald Trump. I want to ask you, Joe, is it the same?
Not at all. There's a big difference between being a criminal who steals government documents, takes them to his beach house in Florida, and refuses to give them back. Not only does he refuse, but he has his lawyers deny that he has them. He has them sign false documents claiming they have turned in every document that he might have had there, even when they know that he has actually moved boxes of top secret documents around to hide them from investigators and to hide them from the National Archives, which is supposed to collect all of the classified top secret documents. Some of the ones that Trump had in his beach house were the most top secret nuclear documents that the United States of America holds. And we don't know why he had them there. We know that he uses a lot of it. He's used the presidency and he's used what his powers as president to raise a lot of money for himself. That's the one thing we know about him. I mean, everyone knows that about him. I believe Republicans would have to admit that, but they don't publicly, of course. But there's a possibility the reason he had, such valuable top secret documents was how he could use them to raise money. Now, I wonder how that would be. It would be selling them to enemies of the United States who will pay big money for those kinds of things. Now, no one has ever suggested that Joe Biden and these documents that they found recently, they were classified documents. We haven't heard that any of them are nuclear secrets or any of them are the kind of top secret documents that only a small group of elected of administration officials or elected
Joe,
officials
they are
ever
not.
Allowed.
They are not.
I'm pretty sure they're not. No, but I'm agreeing with you. There is no comparison. And the fact that when they were discovered, when Biden's lawyers discovered them, they called the National Archives and they said, come and get them. we don't know how these documents got mixed up in an office somewhere. They did not deny it. They didn't lie about it. They didn't pretend they didn't have them. They called up the government and said, come get them. These are not supposed to be out in the public or out into, you know, what happened was, you know, Joe Biden had been vice president and his papers got taken to an office that he was using in between when he was vice president and he was elected president of the United States. Of course, if he had them today, there wouldn't be any problem at all. But. They were actually, you know, mixed up with some documents that went to a private office.
So Joe, how do you have a conversation with somebody who says, well, the difference between the two is Donald Trump was the president of the United States and he had a right to move those things. Joe Biden, on the other hand, was, you know, a vice president. He shouldn't have had access to them. And that's not the issue. Well, let me do this.
But it's also not the truth. When the former president, the defeated president, moved those documents to Florida, he was no longer president. It was after January 6th when Joe Biden had been certified as the winner of the election, and he was a president leaving office. And you know why he didn't leave before the insurrection? Because he had fomented the insurrection to overthrow the democracy of the United States so he could remain as president after losing the election by 7 million votes.
Well, Joe, how can you say that's more important than Hunter Biden's laptop? What's the matter with you?
Exactly. Yeah. What people have neglected to focus on when they say, you know, the next 2 years in the House of Representatives, because the craziest Republicans on earth are now in control of the House of Representatives. But fortunately, they're only in control by four votes. If four guys can't find their way to the vote. with more Republicans who some of them don't even, some of the people they elected are absurd. They really are absurd people. And they may not be smart enough to show up and vote with McCarthy or against McCarthy. The Republicans are in gun control of the House, but what they can't do because they lost the midterm so drastically.
Joe, you got to hold the thought. We got to go to break. Joe, we got to go to break. Yeah. You remember that. We got to go to this break. We'll be right back. And CJ is on the line. We'll get to him. Be right back. Tell your friend to throw the radio at the peak of voice.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with a few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 35. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of snow showers, lows around 26. Partly cloudy tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs level off around 31. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. Let's go to the phone line. CJ from Stoughton, you say what, sir?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Earl. As I listen to Joe, the Democrats are certainly good at delusional evaluations, and how you judge this now, Joe, as different from the president. Remember how President Biden said, how could someone be so irresponsible? And, you know, the mere fact is they're finding more. But you said that about the Hunter Biden laptop, and it's not the investigation of Hunter Biden. It's going to be the big guy, Joe Biden, who got $10 million from China, and your party doesn't care. Why don't you do some real investigations, Joe, and find out about the big guy? But you don't care. You look the other way. That's the way you look the other way. You make these small evaluations that this is different. This is different because he's your guy. That's why it's different.
Hey, CJ,
right, Joe?
Okay, let him respond.
CJ, I knew I was gonna hear from you this morning, and I always do. And it's amusing to talk to you, but it's kind of a waste of time because you don't listen to anything I say. It is very. What don't you think it's very different? That Joe Biden, when he found out that these documents were in some office, that his people called the federal government and said, you know, we have these classified documents and mix in with some others and come and get them. Isn't that different from lying about having documents, that hundreds of documents that you consciously stole and then lied about it and signed false documents? You had your lawyers sign fabricated documents saying that they had searched high and low, and they absolutely had returned all any classified documents that might have been in the possession of Donald Trump, when that was a lie. Do you not agree that that is somehow different, and that lying to the federal government should be a crime?
All right, let's CJ respond. CJ?
For the election, Joe, and they held on to him till the election was over. Do you find that anything? Do you find that a difficult situation to try to cover up now? Do you care that they buried it like the Hunter Biden story till the election was over? Do you care, Joe?
You know, there is no Hunter Biden story, first of all. Hunter Biden has never been a government official. Everyone knows he's a drug-addicted young man, and there are families all over America that have exactly that same situation in their lives. And their hearts go out to Joe Biden and his family for all of their struggles, trying to protect a young man they love very much. And you know how many people have that same situation in their family. And it is just cruel to me to hold him up as if somehow that's a national scandal that the president had a drug-addicted kid. And thank God he's in recovery now. And thank God, you know, that all of the heartache he put his family through and all any American should care about right now is that I remain in recovery. And that the anguish that has caused for years for that family. For someone that Joe Biden loves dearly. Good God. He was a small child time. He and his brother survived a horrible accident that killed Joe Biden's wife and another child. Joe Biden, his entire political career, all the time those kids were growing up, commuted daily back home to be there for his two sons. And, it's just cruel when you call up and put out the kind of hatred you do towards that kid who now, thank God, like I say, is in recovery, and that's all any American should care about.
CJ, quickly.
But you don't care about the possible $10 million from China. You want to delve on a drug addict who's in recovery. So congratulations, Hunter. But he's taken our country down with him. So why don't you do some real investigations, Joe, and look into the big guy and not Hunter.
All right.
The truth cometh with the Republicans. The truth cometh.
Thank you very much for the call, CJ. You know, Joe, CJ represents an awful lot of Republicans. He talked about the damage that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did to the country. What damage is that, Joe? I mean, when you look at the record of what Donald Trump has done that we already know about and not even the uncovered stories that we're going to be finding out for decades to come. How do you, with any kind of straight face, point the finger at Joe Biden when we've got a history of Donald Trump for 40 years, of doing nefarious things and illegal things and somehow try to equate that with the president of the United States?
And also, CJ did exactly the thing that all Republicans do, which is then follow up with saying, why don't you report and investigate, the $10 million that China gave to Joe Biden? Well, the reason we don't investigate that is it's another lie that CJ and the Republicans are making up. Why should we investigate every stupid thing they say? That covered up just a plethora of crimes that Donald Trump created.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News special report. Inflation slowed down some more last month after soaring to a 40-year high. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The consumer price index declined by 0.1% in December on a seasonally adjusted basis. And over the last year, the headline CPI increased by 6.5%. That's down from a high of 9.1% in June.
Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
The biggest reason for the overall decline is gasoline. green, which pays to drop in energy prices as well. Prices for shelter or housing and food were still on the rise.
And housing costs were up 7.5% over the last year. Other increases in home furnishings, medical care, and new cars. Markets opening higher. S&P up 8, Dow higher as well. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers' efforts to legalize recreational marijuana are likely up in smoke. That's what Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel. Evers plans to try to legalize recreational marijuana as part of his state budget proposal. Voss says legislative leaders are just starting to warm up to medical marijuana. Voss says Evers' recreational pot proposal could turn Republicans off. It's usually kids who get in trouble for fighting at school, but a number of adults are in trouble after a fight outside a middle school in Oshkosh yesterday. Police say it started when two students got into a fight, but then their family showed up and things escalated. Police arrested several of the adults. In sports, the Bucks beat Atlanta last night 114-105. Milwaukee's at Miami tonight. Marquette beat UConn last night 82-76. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Joe McNally, award-winning journalist. You know, Joe, you can look at the Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the other lunatics that the Republicans have, you know, these younger Congress people that have come into office. And you kind of understand, you know, they're MAGA people, and you understand what their issues are. But then you hear Lindsey Graham, a guy who should know better, saying that they need an investigation immediately and that Merrick Garland needs to, you know, appoint a Republican kind of person to investigate, you know, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, excuse me, because of these documents. And you say you would have thought that Lindsey Graham would have been a little saner, right? But he himself argued the point that this is a double standard. And then you realize that Lindsey's no different than the Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Getzes of the world.
Crazy week that we went through last week when the House Republicans showed up to show exactly who they were. The most crazy thing about that was the fight within the House of Representatives.
Yes.
was between two groups, and one was led by Matt Gaetz.
Yeah,
and the other was led by Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's the division in the Republican Party now, between two of the craziest among them, between two that they are sleazy, unethical people. Matt Gaetz was being investigated criminally for sexual abuse of underage girls. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is babbling about Jewish space lasers starting wildfires in California, and that's the only division within the Republican Party right now. I mean, this, you know, they are, you know, people are worried, and they have good reason to be worried by the fact that the House of Representatives is now controlled by these people, and literally it is controlled. You know, despite the fact that after what on the 16th vote, finally, they elected Kevin McCarthy as allegedly the House Speaker. He's not the House Speaker. He will have no control over the House of Representatives, even though the Republicans have a majority. He will have no control over it. It only they passed new before they gave him that job after humiliating him publicly for 4 days, and they allowed him to crawl into the office.
Who would do? Who would want that?
Crawl into the office after they had removed all of his powers, all the alleged powers of the Speaker of the House, and this is following up the woman, it seems like it's always a woman within the Republican Party that they hate the most, whether it was Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi. That is what they raised money on, was let's get rid of these women that want to control politics. And Nancy Pelosi turned out, and I have no hesitancy in saying this, possibly the greatest House Speaker that has ever had that job. You know that she had exactly the same flimsy, miserable majority that Kevin McCarthy now has in Republicans controlling the House. Four votes. She had a four-vote margin and did everything that Joe Biden and the Democrats were able to do over her House speakership that Kevin McCarthy has no control of, because they passed a special rule that any five of the craziest Republicans in captivity can overrule anything that Kevin McCarthy wants to do. That is going to be the House that he's going to be claiming he is House Speaker of over the next few years.
You said the craziest in captivity. You know, Joe, the part of all of this is the first thing they laid out their agenda. And we've got to balance the budget, and we've got to cut spending. And they look at Social Security and Medicare. And how many times did we say, Joe, that these people are going to go after Social Security and Medicare, and yet people voted them in, and they're going after Social Security and Medicare. The only saving grace is there's a Senate that the Democrats are still in control over, and the fact that they're not going to be able to get any of these crazy things through. That's the only saving grace of all of it. But the fact,
and you know why we predicted that that would happen, that that would be the two things they would go after, Social Security and Medicare. It's because the Republican Party has attacked Social Security ever since it was passed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and they've attacked Medicare ever since it was passed by President Lyndon Johnson. That has been targeted by the Republican Party from its inception. Both of those programs, which are the two most valuable programs, overcoming poverty among the elderly, and promising that the elderly, when all of us are going to face medical problems,
that's correct,
will have medical care taken care of in their oldest age. What a cruel, ugly thing to do, to go after those two programs and then toss in, here's the other program that every American needs and desires and supports, the Affordable Care Act that was passed under President Barack Obama. Every great social program in America that Americans depend on, and depend on to live a livable life, make a livable wage that they can support their families, depends on those three programs.
So, Joe,
to assure their existence through the rest of their life.
You are a bright man, and help me understand how the fact that the government needs tax revenue in order to make sure that these programs stay afloat. Help me understand why the Republicans want to cut back on the 93,000 IRS agents that are going to force the wealthy to pay their fair share. Well, those are the first things we're going to cut. Listen, Joe, you and I pay our taxes, and yet the wealthiest amongst us don't. And the first thing McCarthy said is, we're not going to bring those 93,000 people on because, Joe, wouldn't you think that the average person would say, hey, it makes sense if our government is short resources and corporations and the wealthiest amongst us aren't paying, I'm not concerned about them coming after me, Joe. I pay my taxes, and most of us are afraid to even make a misstep for fear they'll take our homes, but the wealthiest amongst us don't pay any, and we know that that's crooked, and yet McCarthy, that's the first thing he said, we're not going to allow that to happen.
We know that the truth is that right now, the fact that IRS has been stripped of budget power and agents, and you know, they're using computers from the birth of the computer age in IRS to try to follow people's taxes. That is, and every, you're right, every average American who worries about the IRS should definitely want all those new agents and all that money going to IRS to allow them to stop going after only normal average taxpayers and go after the wealthiest people on earth, the billionaires and millionaires, who are the only people that Republicans look after when they're talking about taxes. All they want to do is protect the wealthiest among us, because those are the people who contribute to their election campaigns. Those are the people who are the big donors that really support them in their elections.
But Joel, if
and
you're,
that is their top priority.
If you're an everyday rank and file person like you and I, why would you be concerned about the wealthiest amongst us and protecting them from not paying their taxes? I don't understand that.
And that is exactly who they should care about paying their taxes.
Yes.
Because you know, we do have to pay for this government. And the fact that billionaires aren't paying for this government and government services and Social Security and Medicare and affordable health care in general and every other government service we depend upon. And here's the other thing. This Republican Party is planning a year from now, the end of October in this coming, basically this coming year, because that's when the fiscal year ends. One of the last bipartisan proposals that President Biden was able to cut to pass before the old Congress expired was a budget which will go through the end of this coming October, the fiscal year. And you know that the United States Senate, in the U.S. Senate, which as we know, Biden and the Democrats, it was a 50-50 Senate, but that passed both not only Nancy Pelosi's House, it also passed the Senate, which you remember the U.S. Senate, one of the problems is they have this 10-vote filibuster that they can block anything that Biden wanted to do. Well, that what turned out to be a bipartisan vote for Biden's budget for the coming fiscal year, with 18 Republicans voting for it, including Mitch McConnell and all, the Republican Senate passed it because they knew the incoming House was crazy. They knew that the incoming House was not going to pass anything like that. And in fact, during last week's debate over Kevin McCarthy and whether they would allow him to become House Speaker with no powers, during that debate, there were Republicans on both sides that said, you know, that bipartisan vote that just funded the government for the next year? That's the last time a vote like that is ever going to pass as long as we're in office. They are planning it before September ends. They are planning to shut down the federal government, shut down government services, and hold the entire economy, not only of this country, but the global economy hostage, threatening to not pay the bills of the United States, which every economic expert says will throw the world economy in.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of flurries this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for snow showers, lows around 26. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times, highs around 31. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, award-winning journalist from Charlottesville, Virginia. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, thank you for holding. You say what?
Well, first of all, I just want to point out, I understand that people like CGR, they're just going to ignore anything that's based on fact. They're going to believe what they want to believe. And they've been sold on this idea, got to hate Democrats, got to hate President Biden. And there's virtually no way to convince them of the real facts in any situation that have to do with those people. This is from information partially I get from PolitiFact, which is a pretty objective fact-checking source. First of all, we all know that unlike Trump's immediate family, virtually the entire immediate family was in the administration, and none of them passed a security check even. Hunter Biden is not in the administration. That's the first thing. Second thing is there might have been $10 million involved in Hunter's deal with the Chinese, but that amount is all even subject to question whether it was actually that amount or something less. But the big problem is that the people who are making these allegations always use the term the Bidens, which implies, of course, and it's meant to imply Joe Biden. Joe Biden had nothing to do with this. Hunter Biden is a legal adult making his own decisions. Some of them are real good, I'll admit. But Joe Biden has nothing to do with this. So anything that's verifiable on this is about Hunter Biden, not about Joe Biden. And there's no evidence, according to PolitiFact, that Hunter's activities had any influence on what Joe Biden's policies are.
Or the United States government.
Well, yes, yes. And here's a quote from PolitiFact, and I'll make it short because it's just a sentence. It's apparent that Hunter Biden did not do anything illegal in China. Of course, it would have been much better for Joe's political fortunes if he hadn't even been involved in China, but the PolitiFact makes that conclusion. So that's you know, those are facts.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead quickly.
Okay. These are facts, and the problem is getting people like CJ and people that have been sold on Democrats should be hated. I just don't get that kind of an idea. I can't understand why people think that way.
Joe?
Jack, I appreciate your call. And I agree with you absolutely. When you identify hatred as a problem in the Republican Party, I, I have to say it is the central problem in the Republican Party. The racial hatred and hatred of Democrats, hatred of elections that you don't win. That is their only ideology, hatred. The Republican Party under Donald Trump, but before Donald Trump, they lost any contact with being a conservative political party. The discussion that Earl and I have frequently is what's conservative about trying to overthrow the United States government? I mean, that is not conservative. America is a democracy spelled out in the Constitution, and the greatest sentence ever written by Thomas Jefferson in the founding of this democracy, that all is based on the concept that all Americans are created equally and have an equal right under the law. And when they try to destroy voting laws and create obstacles that a North Carolina court, which threw out gerrymandering and voting rights laws that Republicans tried to pass in North Carolina, said that those laws were almost surgical precision intended to prevent voting by black and brown Americans and people living in certain geographic areas. And we know what those geographic areas are. They were the urban areas of America, which have the most diverse populations in America. And that's what we're experiencing. It is just a power play by rural, increasingly rural, Republicans living in small towns that have been left behind over the fact that the jobs have left there, and their kids are moving away from there, and it's a sad situation. But that's why we need Democratic policies to recorrect the economy of this nation, so it doesn't all go to the richest among us, but is shared equally across America with working class people, who are creating the record profits for those at the top. And every work in America, every working class person in America should benefit from that.
You know, Joe, man, it's why it's so good to have your voice on the airwaves, because what you just pointed out encapsulates why this battle is going on. And many of those conservatives, many of the people in those rural areas used to be Democrats. And because of what's happened to them, they've turned on the Democrats and somehow have accepted the Republicans, the very people who have created their situation. I don't understand it. Listen, we got to go to break. Hang on. Jack, thank you very much, as always. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? You've been smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack. What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.